This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Troy, Ed, good morning.
And
good morning.
Hi, guys.
Is it or is it not okay to ever manipulate your partner?
Whoa.
Well, is there...
just putting it out there, starting light.
Right.
How's that?
Is there a time when we don't manipulate each other? I would have to ask.
Oh, really?
I think... No, you shouldn't manipulate each other
intentionally,
I don't think. Although, especially when you've been married for as long as we have, I think maybe you might, just because you know them.
Wow.
And you know how, not how to get what you want, but...
That's exactly what you're meaning.
You know the most effective means of communication.
Give me an example.
I just know when the best time to talk to Troy is, when, how to word things, how to emphasize things. Mm. And I wonder if that's manipulation or just effective communication and negotiation, maybe.
Well, how about the times when I wanted to get up early and do stuff on a Saturday morning? And then, so what I would do is I'd get up and open up the blinds and get the washing out and all that sort of stuff, make as much noise as possible to try and manipulate you out of your slumber to actually go and do something. We know the effective ways to get things out of one another.
I think we do manipulate each other.
Wow.
We might use those terms because that has a bit of a sinister connotation attached. But look, I think we do it every single day to each other. We try and guide each other to get the results that we're hoping for.
And it's okay?
Not necessarily.
No.
I think it comes down to the intent.
Okay,
that's right.
It comes down to the intent. If my intent is selfish, then that's not all right.
No.
I think sometimes my intent is for Troy's good, in my opinion. and so, you know, we all have blind spots. We all know those kind of things about each other. So I think, we do it with our children.
Yeah.
We do it with Taylor. We kind of guide and coerce and maneuver things for her. And in some ways that's manipulating.
Mm.
It does have a negative connotation to it, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So doing it in a negative and selfish way is not right at all.
Everything's got to be based in love.
Yeah.
You know, scriptural concept. Love one another.
Yeah.
You know, so... It's got to come out of love. Your guidance, your manipulating
in love.
Yeah.
So I'm
good. Oh dear.
You just can't use that term.
No.
You just can't think that way.
Because
otherwise, you're always going to be trying to sabotage your relationship for selfish purposes.
Yeah.
Think, I've got to manipulate this person to get what I want.
Yeah.
That's just not a way.
And that's not right.
No.
Not at all. But sometimes I think we do it naturally.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, as I said, over time, you just start to know what works. What doesn't?
Yeah.
And if you have an outcome in mind, sometimes you understand the steps that are required to get there.
That's it.
Not cool. Necessarily good, though.
Okay. Troy, Ed, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.